your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show podcast. I know the intro said, what else would you be doing on a Tuesday? What would you be doing on a Tuesday? You're probably sitting around going, Colin, where's your podcast, you fucking silly baldy twat? Here's what happens. Life, okay, guys? Life happens. And then sometimes, you know, rather than do a podcast, you have other more important shit to do. You know? Such as read a fuck edit a teaser for Channel 4 37 times. Who we're going to meet today at some sort of fancy fucking commissioner's meeting. Which isn't really my place to be at. You know, the producer man that I work with, that's his job. He goes, he speaks to the people, he tries to get the money to make shit. However, as we may be doing stuff together in the future, I'm going to go with him today and try and present this piece of shit that I've edited 400 times. Hence the lateness of the podcast. Not to mention throwing in a couple of, you know, beers and circumstances in which I could not record a podcast. Why does it feel like I'm trying to talk myself out of a murder accusation when all I did was miss a podcast by about a day and a bit? I apologize, guys. I apologize like anyone gives a shit. It's very early on Thursday morning. What date is it today? It's the 30th of April. Is anyone else one of those people where every time you like check the date, you go, shit, have I something to do today? Why does the 30th remind me of something? So yeah, the podcast's late for whatever reasons. There was people over. You know, you could, what are you going to do? Like, hey guys, do you want to sit there for an hour while I just... Now, don't make any noise, but I'm going to sit in the corner here and talk to myself. Why didn't you do a podcast with them, Colin? Because they weren't interested enough. How about that? Isn't that rude? How rude is that? Just on a side note here, I clicked on the mirror.co.uk website, which is my go-to sort of middle-of-the-road trashy news. And just like every other fucking clickbait site, it's now like, you know, watch this new ISIS video. But first, watch an ad for Muller Rice. Because that, you know, they're not making money from selling papers anymore. You know what I'm saying? So now they're sponsored. They obviously have these regional things. You're watching in Northern Ireland. So I'm trying to read the headline. 15 found alive in the rubble of Nepal earthquake. Right? And then this thing pops up. For coastal fun. I'm trying to do the voice of the guy from Lidl. You know the Lidl lads? Someone told me his name. I think he does a radio too, but... Not Radio 2, the radio also. What the fuck's his name? I don't know, but his voice is amazing. Come to Lidl this summer to get your fucking... By the way, when did Lidl start getting all fucking fancy? He's like, get ready for your close-up. Buy a three-piece fucking suit from Lidl. While you're also buying a 9-kilo bag of pasta. Ladies, are those tits flapping about in the wind? Get your new Lidl brand sports bra to hold those big fucking milkers down in the summer. Buy a satchel full of knockoff bounties, which may actually be better. I'm not sure, but anyway. So... What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So this pop-up ad appears. Now, this is how shit Northern Ireland is. It's literally like, the first flash goes, why don't you try looking in a rock pool? And then it changes screen. For coastal fun in Northern Ireland, visit the National Trust. What? Just boring. For coastal fun, stare into a rock pool. Oh, you might see a small crab. You might see 9 used condoms and a fanny pad. And a basket from Asda. Classic. Castle Ward. Go to Castle Ward where they filmed a thing that no one gives a fuck about. Why did they film it here? Because it's cheap. It's cheaper than America. The Augury. I will tell you, however, that I have been to the Augury. And it's nice. Where is it? Dungannon direction, I think. I'll tell you where I was the other day. As me and girlfriend Maureen are, you know, planning to make some location / life changes. You know, we were like, let's go for a walk. And we went to a place down near her house. You know, I say her house like she lives in a different house. Her home house, essentially. And we went to a place called Peatlands Park, where you drive out the motorway for a bit and pull in. And if you go on my Instagram, there's some photos of me looking just hilarious, wearing a Jaeger hat. And oh man, I mean, you can really imagine the crack you'd have with me walking around the park looking like a fucking pedo. So, I don't know. It's just one of those places. The same thing happened when I went to Donegal, the Burtonport place. You're just standing going, yeah, why was this here the whole fucking time and no one ever never was here? I never was here. You're walking around going, this is stunning. This is absolutely stunning. Grass and fucking whatever else. There's always some cunt with 9 fucking pit bulls or something on a lead making you feel super nervous. And I love dogs. And I like that sort of look. That staffy / is it a pit bull / is what is it? I like that look of a dog. But mate, why do you have 9 of them? And why do you look like me? Why can't you be like, you know, like a woman? Why can't you be a woman who's 35 who's like, I just love staffies? Why have you to look bald and intimidating? Yeah, I said that like I think I'm intimidating. Why do you have to look like a fucking, some sort of overweight cage fighter, but also have 9 fucking pit bulls? Why can't get a Labrador, mate? What are you, mental? What's going on this fucking street? What the fuck? Some fuck's sake, mate. Some guy with a fucking, one of those wee things you carry like boxes of drink on. For sure lift it up, mate, when there's nothing on it. You could probably walk faster. Knobhead. So yeah, we went to this Peatlands Park, which I would thoroughly recommend. It was beautiful scenes, amazing. We've done a few things like that this week. Actually, went to, because I know, do you remember like about a month ago I was sick, and I never fucked up about it, and I didn't have a voice, and I couldn't do a podcast and all that shit. Basically, that went away. And anytime anybody was trying to drink, I was always like, I'll have some, and then I wasn't feeling it. And I love drinking. But within the last week, guys, you'll be glad to hear it's come back full throttle. The liver has recovered. And I've just been on it. Like, when it was sunny, do you remember last week when it was sunny before it snowed and there was a fucking asteroid or something, and then it was freezing and then windy, and then it's kind of sunny again today? Do you remember the last time it was sunny? We decided to have this is interesting actually, because it was the first time since I was like an actual student where I've done something again that was kind of like, that's kind of student-y. Because it was really sunny. Girlfriend Maureen finished work. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. Probably sitting on a computer like a loser trying to edit or some shit, and it was sunny, and we're like, let's fucking, and the problem is when you live in an apartment in Belfast, you know, what are you gonna do, go to fucking Botanic Garden or something and, you know, try and enjoy the sun while some cunt's juggling fire beside you or something? Do you ever see that? There's always some cunt in these parks making everyone uncomfortable. You know what I mean? You got the guy with the fucking, it's like two bits of stick with a string between it. And he's fucking, you know, juggling him about. And in the middle of it is like this fucking, I don't know what it is, like a, I don't know. But basically it sits over the string and this cunt's like going side to side and then he fucks it away up in the air. And you're like, mate, will you go away? Will you go away with that? Why's this other guy got like a, he's got like a long piece of string or stick or something and he's swinging it and it's on fire? And you're like, for God's sake, will you just go home and shave your fucking dreadlocks off? You're white. Not only are you white, you're ginger. The whitest of all fucking white. Let me check his fucking phone here. You white bastard. That's, I get racist. I do get racist with certain white people. You're like, I understand the dreadlocks when you have like, you know, African hair where it's like fucking, it's tight and curly. And it'll all bind together in a nice dreadlock. And when you're ginger as fuck, and the only reason it's sticking together is because your hair's minging. You know what I mean? And then you're listening to fucking Arcade Fire smoking licorice rollies. Fucking dickheads. Oh. Dude, we moved into an apartment, doesn't even have a shower. However, I do have a 2-litre vat of patchouli oil. Which kind of like, you know, it doesn't smell bad, but it doesn't smell great. It kind of smells like an industrial sort of fragrance that you would use in a portaloo to sort of cover up the stench of human feces. Fucking ginger people. Anyway, mate, is this draggy metal boy? I feel like shouting out the window to him. Mate, I'm trying to do a podcast here. Do you not know it's 8:05? Stop dragging the fucking pallet, what do you call him, like a pallet truck, you fucking wob. So anyway, it was sunny and we're like, let's go buy a drink. And I don't know whether we're talking, someone was skint and whatever, and it was like, don't know about drinking, whatever. And I was like, let's do an old school, like, fucking 3-litre night. Do you remember when Strongbow used to be able to get like a 3-litre of Strongbow? Some people call them bark busters. You know, if you could be arse saying that. I remember when I played rugby at school. Because I would have played first 15s when I was like too young to do it, basically. 16 or coming 17. Rolling around with the bigger boys. And trust me, see when you're 16, an 18-year-old boy is essentially a man. And you're sitting there going, dude, don't kill me. But we used to like, you know, on a Saturday, go to someone's house and drink a 3 litre of fucking cider of Strongbow, cause, and it was £3 before Strongbow got kind of half sexy again. I need to drink that and went out. Now they only do it in 2 litres because, you know, they're trying to make it classy or some shit. So that's what we did. We went and we're like, let's just drink loads of cider. And we drank loads of fucking cider and then ran out of that, you know, because I was back in form. I was like, fucking Frank the Tank. Putting that shit away. And then the next day we went to, I'm going to say this and you're going to be like, couldn't be that nice. We went to Dungannon Park because that's the sort of neck of the woods girlfriend Maureen's from. Four of us went to, me, Maureen's sister, and Wee Begley, who is in hack job as E&L Leakage, the acting coach. We went there, and I tell you what, it was just one of those days where it's like, it was sunny enough, and someone made the point, like, see, when it's sunny, you don't have to be, you're quite sort of happy to be bored. And I was like, what a brilliant point. I was like, let's just sit in this park all fucking day and do next to nothing. It was great. Oh, it was great. Did fuck all. Jump forward a week, you know. We did another batch of drinking. Oh, by the way, while I was down at Girlfriend Wayne's, did a pile of filming outside down in the country, just because it looks better. I filmed the prediction, by the Blender's prediction for the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, which I didn't know. I just kind of thought, you're in an age now where you know, like the original Iron Fighter videos that I made, no one gives a shit about that anymore. No one gives a shit about 8-minute videos. You have to just produce content now. So I was like, okay, let's get this shit, let's get some vids done. So I recorded that. I recorded Snapchats, Scrap Chats with Barry the Blender, which are like recalling mad fight stories. And then the prediction for the fight this weekend. I didn't know it was going to gather so much fucking hate, to be honest with you. And at the end, I just sort of mentioned, because I was winging it, you know, we don't write stuff around these parts. I basically mentioned something about a fight with Card Frampton, which is funny, because I said heavyweights, and the joke was for me to pick a fight with someone who's, you know, he's like a bantamweight or something. I clearly would be way bigger than him. Not that he would still kick the fuck out of me. But I just said it because I knew he was a lighter weight boxer. And obviously someone fucking tagged him in the tweet and he seen it straight away and then replied to me, which is very funny. I beat the crap out of you, you big soft shite. I laughed. Oh. As my asshole puckered. All I'm saying is that would be good crack. A Blender Frampton video. Unbelievable. Oh. I think he trains in London, but Barry the Blender in Tiger's Bay would be fucking hilarious. So made that, filmed some other shit. We came home. Once again, there seems to be a lot of this neck of the woods these days. A lot of just, like, I am the ultimate, like, yeah, fuck it, type of person, right? Which sometimes is fun, and sometimes it's like, fuck it, let's just, you know, sometimes it's bad. It's like, fuck it, let's eat this Domino's at 4 a.m. Which would be fine if it was, like, a rarity. But when I'm going like, fuck it, let's, I know we've already had 2 McDonald's, but sure, I'm sure we could get a burrito. That's my attitude. Fuck it, come on. Fuck it. But the other day we literally did a bit of a fuck it. I had this sort of, you know, Begley was coming up again to essentially write something. That never happened. We come up, girlfriend wearing it back from work early, like 3 or something. And we went straight out on the piss again, which I'm not proud of. But we drank fucking Jesus. We drank it all. We went to, I don't know whether I should mention names about, first of all, we went to Lavery's to get something to eat. And for all the fucking fuss they make, you know, brewed in the deepest of bloody blah with more hops than you can hop a fucking cock at. Hops, more hops than a hopscotch. Game. Hop House 13 by Guinness. Right? Stinking. Absolutely rotten. It's like, it's got that hoppy sort of craft beer taste, which to me tastes like someone just really quickly dunked a Solero in it. You know what I mean? They've had like a Carlsberg and dunk. And it's not great. And everyone's drinking it. Isn't it the shit? Oh my God. I knew Guinness would just walk in here and nail it. Absolutely nail it. And then we went to, you see, this is, are you allowed to mention places or do they like sue you? Oh, Colin, who the fuck even listens to your podcast? You talking in third person, you ball bag at 8:30 in the fucking morning. We went to the National, right? Which, went to the National. Which is like hipster central, and people were talking, you know, Maureen and her sister, let's get cocktails and all. We got there, no one got a cocktail. Do you know what I mean? We were in there one time before, and someone asked for like, hey, can I get a dark and stormy or whatever? And a guy turns around and shouts out the back, hey, dude, can you throw me an egg? And he was like, what the fuck do you need an egg for? Is that an omelette? Although if they could work alcohol into an omelette, I'd be loving that. Everyone ended up getting Farmageddon beer, which I would love to sponsor this podcast because you know, local beer. It's got a cool name. I think it would fit in well. Spread the word, guys. But it's just one of those bars, you know, where it's like they've spent too much time. It's lovely. It looks great. Although they do have tables that look like they were lifted from an old canteen that was about to close down. And you're looking around going, this is lovely. However, if you're going to sell all this weird shit, definitely have it in stock, though. You know what I mean? Hey, can I get a bottle of the such and such? We don't actually have it at the minute. That's all right, then. Can I get this? Yeah, the tap's off at the minute. Okay, all right. Can I get one of these? Yeah, we don't have that either. Mate, what the fuck's going on here? You know what I mean? You've spent too much time on the paint job here. You know? Your man from fucking Hole in the Wall Gang sitting up there blitzed in a linen suit. You know what I mean? That cunt can, he can sit around. He can afford to spend 14 quid on a fucking cocktail that's wrong, essentially. Wrong. So we had a Farmageddon and got the fuck out of there. Which I would suggest everyone tries. Got the old IPA. I hate to be the guy that's into like beers. I'm not that into them, but I do like those weird beers. I just like tasting them. So there you go. I think I might just be a hipster, but not look as cool as one. But definitely have the dickhead mentality. Dude, I wouldn't wash dog shit off my shoe with Carlsberg. Give me this other shit that has like fucking flour floating around in it. Dude, this new beer just actually has a full wad of thyme in it. The herb? No, the concept. It's actually got the concept of thyme in it. Hop House 13. More hops than Oscar Pistorius' changing room. Not anymore. His changing room's a jail cell. More hops than the fucking Paralympic hurdle team. Floyd Mayweather finds love with his former masseuse, I'm sure. Pulling a wire off him. So yeah, from the National we then went to the Dirty Onion, which is where I did a gig for a tenants launch party the other week. Colin, I can't believe you sold out to tenants. Yeah, I do stand up for money in front of people. And guess what? I did it there too. Imagine. So we went in there. Different story this time. Empty as fuck. We go in. Drinking a pile of pints. And it was right at that point of the night where me and Begley were like, let's do a shot. Did a shot of Sambuca because it was, we wanted to do something. Let's just get a shot in. We don't need it to be fancy. And then we tried a new whiskey. It's a new in the Jameson range, which is called Cask Mates, which apparently they brew in like, I love all these stories. Yeah, they brew it in the fucking barrels that they brew fucking the stout in. And you're like, did they? Or is it just, let me see, get the look of it. You're like, did they? Or did they just fucking like squirt something in the regular Jameson that made it taste different? Same as that hop shit, or that hop 13. You know what I mean? It's like fuck it. Yeah, with more hops than what, I guarantee you, it's harp and a bit of cat piss. I bet you any money. They're not sitting brewing all this shit. They're just like fucking throw it in. Who gives a fuck? Unbelievable. Jameson cask mates, brewed in the very fucking barrels that they brew the stout, and then they fucking do some other shit. Acting like Guinness isn't just, you know, water with a bit of fucking treacle in it. Huh? Or is that the actual barrel? Okay, that does look good. I love whiskey. Anyhow, we got two of these. and it was like fucking butterscotch. The two of us just sipped it, like, did that, like, simultaneous. Me and Begley just simultaneous look at each other, like, well, would you believe the taste going on in that? Oh, I could have 30 of them. And the barman was like, yep, told you they were dangerous. And I was like, fucking, I like that sort of danger. So yeah, there, that was it. Blitzed. Fucking steaming. And then, just to top it all off, I knew my sister was working. She works in a well-known hotel. And we basically gate-crashed her work. Which, now this was a Monday, right? So we just called in and she starts dishing out all sorts of drinks. We're being very loud. She was like, shh, will you shut up? There's business people around here. And you're in here in a checked shirt and trainers. Are you mental? Doing that laugh through her teeth. Like, just calm down now. Calm down. I'll get this huge Lithuanian man to fuck you out. So we sat and drank there. She's bringing down essentially like, do you know just one of those like, I'll make you a wee thing. And she goes away and comes back with some sort of death mixture. She got Maureen's sister a drink, which she said, I think it was like a Mai Tai or whatever, but it was pretty hefty version of one. And she was basically going, you know, Niamh was basically going, I can't really speak now. And then me and girlfriend Maureen went home, which I don't remember any of, you know what I mean? Anything could have happened in that space of time from us drinking and getting home. I don't remember anything. Begley and Maureen's sister went to Boombox just to get up where they can eat cake freely and suck dicks. And then they came in late at night, which I didn't even hear. So technically the flat could have burnt down and I'd have just died with it. Speaking of gayness, that's what a segue into the news. What time is it? 26 minutes, right? To shite through this because I really do have to be done by about 9 o'clock here. Once again, they put up for fucking vote. Now, not proper vote, just vote in Stormont. Do you know what I mean? With a pack of fucking retards. Old stuffy fucking retards. You know, who are, I imagine, are just petty as fuck in there. You know what I mean? Just trying to one up each other. So they put this up for a vote, just with the about 100 people, or how many people are in there, like 100 or something. Didn't put it up for like a general vote where people vote. They just let these knobs vote. And then of course the argument comes out, well, why don't you go out and vote for people that you want in power? Because you don't want any of them in power, that's the problem. You see these posters going up, vote for Danny something, and you look at him and you go, he's the weirdo who's 18 who got into politics. He has no mates, he's not a real person. I believe that Northern Ireland should be, shut the fuck, no one talks like you. Nobody talks like you when they're fucking 18. You freak. You know what I mean? There was no doubt that you didn't do PE at school. That's terrible. I'm sick again. Really? Are you sick or do you just have titties? We all have titties, mate. You just play through it. Fuck's sake. You need bullied. Sometimes is what I think. Makes for good stories later on. So they put it up for a vote and it went in favour of people saying no to gay marriage. Which is just another reason why this place is embarrassing as fuck. And I've said this before, but like the gay marriage thing should have just been like someone forgot to do it. You know what I mean? Some dude sitting at Stormont and they're like, Did you do the gay thing? And he's like, hold on a minute, what the fuck's going on the street? It's all shouting, guys. Or as a charity bike ride. Fucking hell, I thought there was going to be like a Green Street riot there. Or is that what that movie's called? Anyway. What the fuck was I talking about? Gays getting married. Yeah, that should have been just an admin mistake. Mate, did you sign off on that thing? Nah, I was... Oh, shit. I went and met your man for lunch. Fuck, where is it? It's in your desk. Oh, shit. If your pen, it works. Writes it. It's gone. That's the only reason there shouldn't be legal gay marriage. And then now Jim Wells turns around. You know, oh, but you can't take him seriously because his wife's sick. Well, then he's not fit for the fucking job then. How about that? Get out. Children involved in it, brought up in a same-sex marriage, are more likely to be abused and neglected. What did you base that on, Jim? Health minister? I think you should get some fucking... You should utilise some of that help for mental illness yourself, you fucking pleb. What are you basing that on? And then I read something where he came out with this quote, right? And it was like, you know, some snivelling fucking apology for what he'd said. And it was like, whether or not a child gets neglected or sexually abused has nothing to do with the sexual orientation of their parents. And you're like, Jim, I can literally pull my phone out and show you saying the complete opposite of that. You know? It's like the bit in fucking Dave Chappelle. Did you ever see the Chappelle show where he's talking to like, or they do the Charlie Murphy, Rick James story? I didn't put my foot in his couch. Yeah, I put my foot in that motherfucker's couch. That's what he said. It was just like the rantings of a fucking mentalist. You changed your opinion on the spot because it was queried. You know what I mean? Unbelievable. I think that children brought up in a same-sex marriage are more likely to get fucked in the asshole. But of course, being fucked in the asshole has nothing to do with the sexual orientation of your parents. Jim, come here, you fucking beat the shit out of him. Idiot. Here's what you need, Jim. You need to be truly, like, you know, I'll tell you what equality is. Really. It's more like indifference. I know we should all be sticking up for minorities and people who are oppressed in society. But if everyone was just kind of free, the real equality is just indifference. Do you know what I mean? There's two women with a baby. So, you know, there's a dude who feels like he was born a girl and he's in the transition, dressed as a woman. So, I don't give a fuck. I was at uni and we were living in halls and there was like six people in the fucking place. One of the dudes was gay and, you know, you hate to talk stereotypes and whatever. Not in a fucking... what you would imagine an obvious gay way to be. Oh, what do you mean, Colin? What's an obvious gay way? Fuck up. He wasn't Graham Norton and Nortoning. That's an actual verb. You know, he wasn't loud and proud. He was a very quiet, average looking, sort of nerdy guy. And so I was sitting doing work one day, I was flat out, and they're like, come in the kitchen, Andrew wants to say something. Yeah, oh, blah, blah, he's gay. And you're like, why the fuck did you get me out of my seat for that? I don't care about anybody. Do you know? Do whatever you fucking want. Unless it's like murdering. Unless it's causing someone a lot of bother for the rest of their life. Just do whatever. I don't give a shit. Ugh. No gay marriage, no cakes. We actually did a bit of filming for this Channel 4 thing that I was talking about, which was basically based on the conscience clause. So we went and filmed in Ashers, and very subtly with the phone. And we used to... Obviously, the one with the cake was refused, where the two gay guys were refused to get the cake made. That was in Belfast, but if you head out towards where I'm from, out that sort of Newton Abbey direction, you can go on up through Mossley, and there used to be, there still is an Asher's, and it used to be like a truck stop, and it used to look so shitty. That's where they actually bake all the stuff and send it out. It's the proper big bakery. But it was like a truck stop where you could go in and, have a fry. It was amazing. Big fat women brought you your fucking monster fry. So me and Shane Todd, I was like, will you help me film this? No problem. We're like, let's go to this other Asher's just because it looks better to film in rather than the fancy sort of high street one. I was like, let's go to the dump one out in the sticks almost. Then we'll get there and we're like, what the fuck happened here? Did someone throw £8 million at this thing? It looked fucking incredible. Went then, it's all clean. By the way, I don't mean to stereotype, but here it comes. Everyone in there looked like they were a gay man or a lesbian. Said it. Too many in shape dudes with very well groomed beards and little tight white t-shirts walking with their knees very close together. And there was a lot of girls in boy jeans, with short hair. Like a 2006 David Beckham. I'm gonna write David Beckham 2006 just to see how accurate that haircut was. Ready? Colin Googles things, right? Beckham 2006. Yeah, nailed it. Google Beckham 2006. That is what all the women in this place, that's what their hair looked like. And they're wearing like boy jeans and like desert boots. And you're like, are they overcompensating here? By like, I'm really sorry. Let's go 100% gay employees only. Look at fucking Victoria Beckham. I bet you Beckham's kicking himself. He's like, I could literally fuck anything that moves, and I've decided to fuck this fucking just absolute Skeletor here. That's very unfair, Colin. You of all people shouldn't be picking on someone's looks. But it's just Beckham's that fucking hot. Google that, Beckham 2006, nailed that haircut completely. So we go in there, and I gotta say, it's changed. It used to be like a proper old greasy spoon where we would have went when we were hungover. And you can get the big fucking belly buster fry where they're like, it's the theme, it says belly buster. It's basically a regular fry, but we put like four sodas on it. But that's all disappeared now. They're trying to be all fancy. You can't even get an egg in there. Can we get an egg with that fry? No, we don't do any eggs. Okay. Did you fall out with the egg guy or what's up? Unreal. So Shane got something like, if you ever eat with Shane Todd, it's like, it reminded me of eating with like my sister, where he's kind of picky. And you're like, well then why did you order that? You know what I'm saying? I went with my sister to that Harlem Cafe once. And he goes, can I get a fry? Right? The fry comes down. I end up eating the bacon, the fucking black pudding stuff, and a piece of soda bread. And she had like a piece of potato bread and a sausage and three beans. That's like Shane Todd. Can I get the full breakfast, please? What'd I end up eating? Fucking four bits of toast, three beans and a sausage. Do you have coconut milk for my tea? No, we don't have eggs, mate. We're hardly gonna have fucking coconuts. Are we? You fancy bitch. Duva. Which is weird, because I think he's like some sort of lactose intolerance. But I don't know how he got to the age that he is without discovering it. So what I'm saying is, I got a breakfast bap in Asher's and it was fucking delish. And then I bought the gayest looking pastry you've ever seen, deliberately. I was like, what's the gayest thing they have in here? Big, pink, fluffy fucking thing. It was incredible. You should be boycotting Asher's. Yeah, but, there's still regular people who all look gay that work there. Right, let's move on. So the gays happened. No gay marriage once again. Embarrassing. Wait till Kit fucking Harrington gets interviewed on something else.
Yeah, we're filming in Northern Ireland, which is it's actually famous for the Titanic. With thousands of people died. They're still making a fucking mint off it. The Europa, where, you know, it gets bombed every fucking fart's end. You know? You're scared to open the minibar fridge in case there's some sort of bomb attached to it. It blows up in your face. You know? What else is it famous for? Game of Thrones, the most depressing TV show in the world. You know, it's famous for that. And also, hashtag they hate queers. Huh? Most depressing show on TV. Yeah, well, I'm sure it made you a millionaire, so why don't you fuck up? You fucking midget. Jim Wells retired. What else happened in the world of news?
I've written down here weather because, you know, I'm from Northern Ireland. This podcast is broadcast from Northern Ireland. What Kit Harrington left out was mainly people from Northern Ireland only talk about one thing, which is weather. And do you remember your man got shot? And I don't know. I would look up. You just love to be in like somewhere like, you know, like a Canada where it's like they have winters, but it just ends one day and they go, right, well, that's our summer now. And it's 30 degrees for the rest of the fucking summer. And then they go, oh, there's that winter creeping back in. Get the coats out. You know what they expect, even if it is bleak, even if it is 5 months of just freezing cold. At least you know. At least you know what's coming. Not Belfast, where you're like, you're sitting rubbing oil all over your tits 1 minute, and then you're getting pelted with fucking hailstones the size of golf balls a couple of minutes later. No wonder people, that's all they talk about. Oh, Jesus, did you see them hailstones? Where do we live? Isn't that shocking? Jesus, there's the sun out. Isn't it fucking roasting? My thighs are all sticky. Oh, Jesus, don't even talk to me, Jane. Oh, fuck, it's Kyle again. Isn't it freezing? Where's that sun? Didn't even hang about, did it at all? Where's that fucking sun? Not to worry, here's the sleet. Here's the sleet to cool down your fucking sunburn. By the way, did anyone see that fucking... There was like a... I'm going to Google that. Ball of fire. I know there was supposed to be like a meteor shower thing. Ball of fire Belfast. It's probably like a show on at the Empire. Come see Ball of Fire featuring Ricky fucking... Ricky McAdams. Playing Ball of Fire on a fucking double neck guitar. Right. Police in Belfast fire plastic bullets to quell riots. I love that word. Guys, will you go and quell these cunts to fuck? Ball of fire in sky. I should probably just write meteor. Fireball reports orange lights in sky. Fireball spotted over Northern Ireland. Let's go. BBC News. By the way, if you want to go on and check my Facebook, Shane Todd's Facebook, By the Blender Henderson official Facebook page, Godzilla Films. We posted a video yesterday called DUP versus Gay Rights, where Shane Todd's fake DUP character is on a split screen debate with Gary Henderson. Very funny. Very funny. Shooting Star. I love the things that they've highlighted. Long tail, shooting star, pretty cool, trajectory. Sounds like my dick. BBC Northern Ireland reported Declan Nolan, who was playing football on a pitch in South Belfast, when he saw a bright object resembling a flare travelling through the sky. Very bright pinpoint with a long tail behind it. It took about 6 seconds to pass over, going south to north, the reporter told BBC. We all assumed it was a firework and hadn't properly gone off. Because there was no noise. Shooting star. So yeah, there you go. It was some sort of shooting star, I would imagine. Or was it that thing they were talking about where they were like, I don't know, I remember seeing it on the internet where they were like, listen guys, there's a fucking like asteroid flying towards Earth. It will miss, but it's gonna be uncomfortably close. That might have been it. No one seemed to pay any attention to it. Because they're all like, Bruce Jenner's getting his dick cut off. Get the fucking cock cut off. I watched that interview. that cunt's had so much work, he can only blink with one eye. He's like that wee broken doll out of Toy Story. Slagging your woman off. Listen, Diane, you're 6'3". It's good to not be the tallest woman here, because I'm a man with a strong cock. Getting electrolysis on his face. Fair play to him, but it's like, why are you bothering your hole now? Like, you're like 70. You might get this the operation and die in a week. You're old as fuck. I just want to be a woman. All right. And I watched that whole interview, and the whole time I was just thinking, why is this a program? Why? Who gives a shit what he's doing here? Getting all emotional. And they're like, oh, there might be mental illness. And you're like, really? Living with them fucking cunts the whole time? I'd probably chop my dick off in rage too. And them fucking silly bitches just talking shit. Oh my god. Bruce sitting there going, it's going to be hard for me to be in a relationship with any of these people, because I don't have a giant black dick, therefore irrelevant to all these women. Is that racist, Colin? I don't know. Not really. It's a backhanded compliment to black dudes with massive schlongs. Speaking of black people, they seem to be getting knocked off in America like it's fucking going out of fashion. There was riots in Baltimore because there was a guy whose name I don't know. That's racist, Colin. Why don't you know the names of black teens that are killed? Because, by the way, just to interrupt here, we live quite close to, within walking distance of Methody School in Belfast, and there's two cunts just get out of a fucking Audi A4 or whatever the fuck that is, 5, and I swear to God, the two of them look like businessmen. Guys, Jeff, do you want to go get a fucking espresso before we hit the fucking whatever? Squash at lunch? No doubt, mate. Are you coming around to the margarita party at our house at the weekend? Yes. Great. The strippers will be there at 10. Let's fuck one and kill one. Meanwhile, they're both 17. In their fucking school uniforms. Unbelievable. Why are you not around trying to pretend to smoke fags or something? You know what I mean? Trying to finger girls. This guy's like, why would I try and finger girls when I can just go to my apartment in Thailand and have 19 hookers fillet my asshole? Then I kill them too. Oh, mate, do not put a bandana on. Do not put a... Oh, mate. Anyhow, some guy was arrested and mysteriously died in police custody due to trauma to the head. We all know what that means. He probably got beat to death. It's crazy. It's just these fucking shitholes where I imagine the cops deal with nothing but retards all day, and then they're just like, fuck you, don't give me any shit, and they beat the fuck out of someone. It's dangerous to fight people. People think, oh, it's just a wee fight in the street. No, it's not. It really doesn't take much. Don't get me wrong. Some people can take a horrendous amount of a beating before they would die. But then other people, you can just slap them hard and they'd fall over and die. You know? Some guy's on the floor and you're booting him in the head. You can die from anytime you're smacking your head. You can die. You know? The guy that got, I can't breathe, and then he had a heart attack. That guy was being, like, choked out. You know what I mean? From the limited fucking jiu-jitsu experience I've had, whether the choke is on correctly or not, if your hands are behind your back and someone has your neck, not even if it's not completely crushed in, cinched in tight, it's still very difficult to breathe. You know what I mean? Eat a big dinner and then try and tie your shoelaces. That's hard to breathe. Let alone someone grabbing your fucking neck. So they're rioting in Baltimore. And then obviously the same thing happens again. Like, do you think it's right that these people are looting the shops? And there was an interview with like the mayor of the area who was the baddest motherfucker alive, like something out of The Wire, which is ironically where the it was based, wasn't it? The Wire, Baltimore. And the guy was like, "Do you see these kids?" White McFucking Crackerson was interviewing him. The whitest, he's the guy, he's the white guy that people doing, the black comedians do an impression of. "Do you think that, bloody," with the same, yeah, Bruce Jenner voice, now that I come to think of it. "Do you think it's right that these people should be, looting the shops?" And the guy's like, "Listen, it's not about the fucking looting. It's about the fact that you're in an area where you have fuck all else. And that when they start looting, people see it as a fucking opportunity. You know what I mean?" There was a guy beat to death in a fucking jail cell. Do any of these police know what they're doing? There was a video of like Swedish police or something that were on a New York subway. And there was a fight and they broke up the fight, restrained the guys. And they were like asking them, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you injured anywhere?" "No, okay." Guy screams. He's like, "Calm down. You'll be okay till the police get here." And it was like, you're like, there you go. Young, fit fucking policemen. Are, you know, well versed in restraining people. You know, doesn't go to jiu-jitsu fucking twice a week and you'll be able to restrain people quite well. You know, and that was it. It was easy. And I bet you the American cops turned up and went, "That's right, it's two black guys. Fuck them in the back of this van here and we'll beat the shit out of them when we get them down here. Embarrass me in front of the goddamn Swedes, the Swede potatoes, you son of a bitch." Don't know why I would be talking like that in the middle of fucking New York City. But anyway. One more swift bit of shit news here. John Jones, light heavyweight champion of the UFC, basically got fucking, what did he do? Was drunk, crashed into a car, broke a pregnant woman's arm. They're always pregnant, aren't they? Makes it always worse. Be funny if you find out she was like 3 weeks pregnant. That doesn't really happen, Colin. I don't know. She was just about pregnant and like broke her arm. He got out of the car, sprinted. They found coke in the car. He gets his UFC belt stripped from him. And now he has to go off and think about what he's done. However, the fight that's replaced this fight, Daniel Cormier stepped up and it's going to be Cormier fucking Anthony Johnson. Which gives me a big old fight boner, I'm not going to lie to you. I think it'd be more fun to see if they get like an interim belt or like the real belt even, and then see if John Jones can come back and get it again. It's going to be like Muhammad Ali when he had to go to jail, only he didn't really do any crimes. On a lighter note, Carrie Katona shows off slim down bikini body as she discusses weight loss. "I mean, acting confident as my brain's fried from booze and pills." So funny when they had like, what was she in, Atomic Kitten? Was it Atomic Kitten? Anyway, yeah, the Atomic Kitten singer, and they had them on something, like trying to reenact one of their songs, and it literally just like three like drunk people's aunties trying to dance. "I love dancing." Oh God, that's all you need to be famous. Get a bit of fame and then just yo-yo your weight up and down forever. Such and such, who's remotely well known, is fucking put on weight. 3 months later, she's been at the gym. Look at her fabulous beach body. Carrie Katona loses beach body and you're just on and fucking on and on, and then she'll appear in something off her tits. And I'm not necessarily slagging her as a person, but I am. Right, I have a million questions here, guys, so let's shit through them so quickly. It's quick fire. I gotta go. I've got like 7 minutes. Any recommendations of lesser known / upcoming comedians stand-up sets on Netflix or YouTube? Seen anything good recently? And that's from Kicking the Teeth. I don't know what you're into at the minute. Right, Tom Segura's one is the last funny one that I seen on Netflix. I thought it was very funny. There's Chris D'Elia has a new one, but he's one of those guys, if you watch his material on YouTube, where he's like working the crowd at the Laugh Factory in America. Very, very funny. He's very funny, like, with crowd work. His set, however, absolutely fillets a bag of cock. If you can watch Dave Attell, he's a bit of an older comedian, but he's probably the best in the world. As a stand-up, he's fucking incredible. Watch his show Roadworks, his new one that he put out. Unreal. Chris McCullough, can you Google Chat Roulette Wrecking Ball and watch the first video? I've seen it. Is this where like they all sing together? I don't have time for that shit. Chris, come on. Or is it like, is it, right, hold on. I'll see what it is. If it's one of these like, Chat Roulette Wrecking Ball. Just the dude. Alright, okay, it's a guy doing it. So it's like a fake Chat Roulette video where the guy's doing a Wrecking Ball sequence. Right, whatever. Jesus Christ, Chris, come on. At least send me porn. Can an unstoppable force move an unmovable object? Alright. Well, we'll see at the weekend. Mayweather-Pacquiao. I think that fight's going to be boring as shit. So, I'm going to just go Mayweather. I also don't give a fuck about boxing. When will the DUP have their first gay counsellor? Lee Hill. There probably is one. You know what I mean? I can't imagine anyone giving off about gays so much doesn't just love getting cummed on. Right, these questions are from the other day, so I don't know whether any of them are fucking legit, right? Chris Cairns, my uncle Clem, is that a name? Find the hidden camera in the shower and find my labelled and categorised tapes, Uncle Clem's shower scenes, December to April, awkward. Yep, that does seem awkward. I sense you're trying to be hilarious there, mate, and in fact just letting everyone know you're a freak. Unless your uncle's hot as shit, in which case, film away. Shane Todd, Colin, can you provide a detailed post-match analysis for tonight's game of Bournemouth versus Bolton in the championship, please? And that got 14 likes, because people are like, oh, is Shane asking Colin that, because he doesn't know anything about football? I don't know. It's also 2 days later, so irrelevant. I don't even know who won, fuck it. Sean McSee, any gigs in England planned? Come over to fuck. What people don't realise is, I can't get people to come to gigs in fucking Ireland, / Northern Ireland, so, literally, Sean, it'll be you in your kitchen with me standing on a stool going, isn't it funny how dicks? William Thompson, did you all of a sudden change your name, mate, from Hamilton? What's going on? Do you think Jim Wells' wife being sick is a good enough excuse for him hating guys who touch dicks? That's the joke, isn't it? Everyone, I actually did that in stand-up. Everyone's problem with gays is with men. No one's gone on about the women just slapping their fucking clams together. You know? Aaron Willoughby, ever been bearded by Reedy Reed? Feels like a Brillo pad being brushed in your chin. This is a young chap who goes to Brazil Jiu-Jitsu talking about another guy who does jiu-jitsu who has a massive beard. Have I ever been bearded? Yes. Now go on his Facebook and ask him, has he ever been gorilla fucked by me? The answer is yes. Also, Reedy Reed, the most intense cunt I've ever seen in my life. Woo! In a good way. Loves it. 100 mile an hour. Dolores Gallagher. Who are you hoping to win at the Mayweather fight this Saturday? Well, I know who you obviously want to win when you're just calling it the Mayweather fight. Of course you'd want to see Manny Pacquiao win. I love this. You see him knocked out cold and his big fake teeth come out. But people have said it before, the money's not in one fight, the money is in three fights. So if Manny could win the first one, they'll have to have another fight. Mayweather wins again, and then they're going to have like a rubber match type thing. Kieran Foster, how would you personally describe jiu-jitsu and what got you into it? What got me into it? I don't know. I like always like watching UFC. It seemed like the safest form of everything that happens in MMA. It's the safest thing to do without getting fucking brain damage. I also have a shitty knee, so I don't want to be doing like kickboxing, just getting booted on the side of the leg all the time. However, jiu-jitsu is pretty shit on the knees too, but I don't know. I played rugby and I just like that grappling. I feel like I wouldn't say I was a natural grappler, but I just enjoy that. I enjoy it more than I would trying to punch someone in the head or vice versa. How would I describe it? It's like, it is a game. It's like a fucking complex game with a million moves. And you learn different, you learn like, how would you even describe it? I think I've said it before, it's like having a puzzle. And then every fucking month you get like a new wee bit of puzzle. And you start to see things a wee bit. And then eventually you'll get a piece that joins all, like a load of pieces up together. And you're like, oh, there you go. You know what I mean? I can sort of take someone down, pass their guard, mount them. I know if they roll a certain way, I can get a different move. And then if they move out of that, I can transition. And then you've got like one wee path. You know what I'm saying? You got one wee path of moves covered. And then you just keep adding more and you go, oh shit, I've got two now. Now I can like take someone's back, turn them over, choke them when they try and get out of it, move into an armbar or something. And then you go, oh, I've got another wee path. And it's just all you're doing is trying to put all the wee pieces in so that you've completed the puzzle. And that sounds beautiful and poetic, but in reality, you get balls on your head. Or someone's bare foot will like smack you in the teeth. Or you're pulling pubes out of your mouth going, I hope that's mine. And you're limping around in agony because you just got fucking mauled. And your ears hurt and your neck hurts. But other than that, very addictive. Because you either get choked and you get pissed off and you never go back. Or you want to learn how to do it and you can't get enough of it. I haven't been able to go of late, which has pissed me off a lot. Thought I was going to get to go today. This fucking Channel 4 thing popped up. I'm not gonna lie to you. That people are going, oh, Channel 4, man, well done. Nah, I think I'd rather just be doing jiu-jitsu, to be honest with you. Gary Russell, let's power through this shit. 102, right, come on. What's the first extravagant thing you buy yourself if you won the lottery? I don't know, I'm a very low maintenance guy. I'd probably buy a piece of land. How about that? But mainly trainers. And probably like do a Mayweather and just get like, you know, like a fleet of cars where it was like, you know, you got the Range Rover that's white, and then you got like the Lamborghini that's white, and then you got something else that's white. Get like a load of white cars. In reality, I'd probably just spend on stupid shit. Do you shave that wee strip of hair that's like a soul patch beneath your belly button? Listen, Nathan. If it was the only piece of hair on my body, I would shave it. If I shaved that area of my body, it would look like it would be the only bald bit on my torso. Because I'm a fucking man, Nathan. Consiglia. That would literally just be a bald strip beneath my belly button. And then, you know, absolutely just waves of pubes. Hairy belly. Going up to the hairy tits. Listen, the only thing you're allowed to shave is your head, or anything in your head is fine. You shouldn't be shaving anything else, are you mental? Anyway. Jake Smith, any albums you enjoyed recently? Action Bronson's new album, Mr. Wonderful. Weird, but I've been listening to it a million times. Fergal McGorman, this is me blowing an egg out of its shell. I'll watch that, for sure. Fucking so old. Are you stoned as fuck there? Hold on. Someone has... Jesus Christ. How fucking blocked are you, lads? Or is that a girl? Oh, it's a girl. Why is she... Okay, this, the most stoned people in the world there just blew an egg out of its shell. Pissing themselves. That's pretty funny. Although I would rarely be eating a fucking boiled egg, to be honest with you. Peter O'Neill, would you try and get into radio? I mean, if someone offered me a radio show, I'd probably do it. I'm not going to chase it down. Because I have a podcast. You know what I mean? And... If I could get sponsorship and get paid to do a fucking podcast, then there would be absolutely zero point in doing radio. Where you can't swear. We actually tried it on Blast 106 one time, and 2 weeks in I'd said fuck about 400 times, so we had to leave. Did you hear about the John Jones fleeing the car accident because he had weed in the car? Do you think the fight will go ahead, and if so, what's your prediction? Okay, well that's obviously old news now because he's been stripped of the fucking belt. If it was Anthony Johnson versus John Jones, I know everyone says it, and every guy that he fights is the next big thing, but, you know, Jones went 5 rounds with Alexander Gustafsson, and Anthony Johnson beat the fuck clean out of him. Look at this, I'm all sprinting, go for it. Yeah, he abused them, like. Sometimes you watch fights and people get brutally knocked out and people get, you know, whoopsh, head kick knockouts and all this shit. And you go, oh, fuck. But then some fights you just watch people get their cunt kicked in and you go, oh, that was grim. Do you know what I mean? Like, who was that last fight? Roy Nelson versus... Who did Roy Nelson last fight? Overeem beat the shit out of him. Didn't knock him out or anything, but he just beat the ball bag out of him. I don't know. I think Johnson might have taken him. I don't know, you'll never know now. Right, let's rattle through these. What's your take on John Jones? One day in rehab, ain't gonna fix that shit. Brian McDonald, tell me about it. He's obviously just a mad bastard. Best fighter in the world, has never been beaten, is like 26 or something, probably losing his mind a bit because he has like a wife and kids when he's so young. He's probably just like, listen, I do whatever the fuck I want around here. How about that shit? What are you going to do? It's fucking elbow you in the face, bitch. Barry Wright, how good was Mighty Mouse's transition to the armbar? It was fucking goddamn poetry. Had him in that sort of side control with the arm scooped on the other side and he just whoop transitioned to the other side, slapped it on. There's about 2 seconds left. You could literally see him. He went for it, pushed his hips up, cranking the arm, and it was like 57, 58, and he just turned the thumb up towards the sky. And you could see the crease in the back of your man's fucking, what's his name? Forget his fucking name. The back of his arm. It's great. Damien Mulgrave, do you have a link to that? Damien of Maeda Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu fame. One of the best teachers of anything I've ever come across in my life. When you want to, John Hitchens, when you also Jiu-Jitsu practitioner, when you want to look up a video on YouTube and it says you can't view because your country's crap, does it make you want to start an unholy war against YouTube? If so, inbox me. It very rarely happens, to be honest. And you can sort of change shit, can't you? You can change your fucking whatever. And it means you can watch it. Family Gatherings, Neil Conlon. Family Gatherings, good idea, discuss. Yeah. That is a relation. How would they be related to Garfield Mooring? Uncle? Second cousin or something? Uncle? Great uncle? Is that how that works? Not great, uncle. I don't know. Anyway, Yeah, there's a big family do at girlfriend Maureen's house this weekend. It's gonna be messy. I get to go, you know what I'm saying? Rent a fucking boyfriend here. Bad news is, I think they might be getting a keg of that Hop 13. I might have to break the news to them early. Guys, it tastes like a cat pissed in this. Leave it. Demetrius Johnson. Right, let's go. Let's go. Darren McClelland, any chance of a fat Stanley and the Kid cover of this country masterpiece? Hit the diff, Marty Moon. Right, I'll watch that in a minute. Do you find Innuendo Bingo from Radio 1 funny? It is funny, but it just drives me fucking mental. It drives me fucking mental that, you know, you could literally be like, such and such, and it came all over my face. You can say that if it's out of context. And some of the stuff they say is, you know, if you were just to say it, it's really dirty. You know, like, oh, you've got stuff all over the flaps. You know, it is certainly funny, but it's like, this is what drives me fucking mad about the BBC when there's all these meetings about tone and blah blah and whatever. Oh, you can't say that. You can't mention that. You can't say fuck. Really? But you can say, like, you know, oh, it's dripping out of my hole. You can say stuff like that out of context. And I know it's just a bit of fun, but I wouldn't mind if there wasn't this sort of double standards. There's also that thing of, you know, well, guess what? It's very popular, so they can get away with it. Anyway, but it is funny. Rathlin Island hits oil. Did it? Good stuff. Let me watch this video. Oh, Christ, I need to go so bad. Hit the diff. Where's the noise, mate? $86,000 or 860,000 hits. Worst video I've ever seen. The video was basically a slideshow of tractors. That's not for me, guys. Sorry, Dara, but I can't bring myself. Can you read a George Carlin quote in your Tim McGarry accent? What am I, some sort of performing monkey? Huh? Do you think you can just ask me to fucking do anything? I'm gonna say something, some sort of stupid shit? Huh? What do you think I am? You're fucking... Let me see. Here's a good one. Fighting for peace is like screwing for virginity. No, I'm not a big fan of George Carlin, to be honest with you. I know he's one of the best comedians ever, but it's like, some of those things are just like, whether it appeals to you or not. I watch him, and he's saying some brilliant shit, but it's like, it's very rehearsed, and sort of ranty, and I'm not into that. That modern man thing. I'm a modern man. I give you a gigabyte and it's something else and it's something in a fucking nanosecond. And then I seen someone do a very similar bit in the early open mic days. And it just put me off completely. So there you go. Fuck George Carlin. No, I'm joking. What's this one? I don't have any pet peeves. I have major psychotic fucking hatreds. Alright, feel that pain, George. Right, I have to go here, lads. Sorry about the podcast being late. I'll try and do another one. Well, the next one's Tuesday, but I'll try and keep them. I've been knocking out more than one a week these days, so I'll try and keep that up. I will plug some gigs here before I go. Lavery's on the 6th, which is Shane Todd headline and Sean Hegarty and Paddy McGahey doing support. That's on the 6th. We're actually opening the doors of Lavery's at 9:30 rather than 8:30, so doors open at 9:30, show at 10. The show will be over about 12. We're doing this because it's going to be fucking daylight.
And a burp.
Me and Mickey are doing a live podcast on the 12th at the Black Box. It's a fiver into that. We're going to record it. They're usually really good crack. We release it a couple of weeks after. And then, guys, if you're in the Fermanagh / Enniskillen area, on the 22nd of May, I'm going to be playing the Ardoin Theatre again. Did it last time. It was fucking great. So if you know anyone in the Fermanagh area, let them know. And the tickets are like a tenner. I'll bring some support acts with me who I know are great. And we'll have a fucking wonderful time. I have to go for a meeting at a commission meeting on Channel 4 here. So suck my dick, guys. How about that? Only joking. Nothing will happen. Be homeless in a year. Speak to you later. All the best now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.